This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
With Where or When. And it's time for Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia. And my name is Jason, and every week Shake a Tail Feather happens between 10:30 and midnight on Fridays, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues. And tonight is part five of the story of rhythm and blues that we've been doing, the story of the Billboard rhythm and blues charts, that is. We started in January with 1949 and a little bit onward from that, and we now find ourselves in 1956. So we'll be going through chronologically with some chart information courtesy of Joel Whitburn's R&B charts book, covering actually from 1942 to 2004. But we started in 49 because 49 was when the chart that had been known as the Harlem Hit Parade and the Race Records chart got renamed the Rhythm and Blues Bestsellers chart. And of course, there was also the Jukebox chart, and then later the Billboard Jockeys chart for DJ radio airplay. So that's what we're looking at. The first golden era of the Rhythm and Blues chart, running from June of 1949, that would make this year the 60th anniversary. And then being discontinued at least temporarily in 1963, at the end of 63. So that's the time frame, and we'll just go by month until we get there. The number is 604-822-2487, and you're free to call. You can also email the show at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca, or you can post on the Facebook group. So many different ways of doing the same thing. We heard Earl Bostic off the top from a 1956 album called Dance Time, and he did two versions of Where When, one from the late 40s, and then that was a later remake, somewhat more upbeat. He did a lot of these albums for King Records, and had some hits, although what I've been doing has been peppering these with the songs that weren't necessarily on the charts or might have been maybe at lower rungs of the charts, but from these years nonetheless, and sort of fitting them in chronologically too. So anyway, on we go to 1956, where we last left off, and we'll start tonight with Ruth Brown and her Rhythm Makers, and I Want to Do More.
Shoestring, a whole lot of love. My clothes were ragged and my shoes were thin, but my baby stuck with me until the end. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh yeah, I gotta do more to make you understand. I wanna do more for my baby. I want you to know that you my love. To hug and squeeze and hold me tight, give me your love with all your might. You used to make me laugh, and that ain't all. You used to take a little nip and have a ball. Gonna do more and more for my baby. I wanna do more to make you understand. I gotta do more and more for my baby. I want you to know that you my love. Little nip and have a ball. Gotta do more and more for my baby. Oh well, I gotta do more to make you understand. Oh, I gotta do more for my baby. I want you to know that you're my lover man. Well, yes you are. You're my loving daddy. Oh, yes, you are. You're my love man.
tender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be, but I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretending that you're still around.
You'll never know. Please, Eddie. next day might be my last. Please, Eddie, don't make me wait too long. You left me last September to return.
Rock and roll has got to be. Clap your hands, it's stomping beat. Oh, gee, what a trip. your blues will slowly fade away. When you hear the music play, lose the tunes of the day, you will surely swing its way. If you don't dance, you'll patch your feet. Rock and roll in your seat. Some fun, yes, rock and roll has gotta be. Clap your hands and stomp your feet. Oh, gee, what a thrill! No, you can't keep still. Blues will slowly fade away. When you hear the music play, lose the tunes of the day, you will surely swing its way.
Bobby Mitchell, Try Rock and Roll. And yes, that does sound like a Fats Domino tune, and it should, because the same musicians are back there backing Bobby Mitchell up. And that was a hit for him in 1956. Preceding him was Howlin' Wolf with Smokestack Lightning. Blues was still hitting the rhythm and blues charts, but not for much longer. I think tastes were starting to change, largely as a result of rock and roll bursting forth in those years, and kind of ironic, but as the blues are one of the main ingredients, but straight blues started to appeal less and less to its traditional constituency, and so it was finding itself on the charts less by this point, but it was still there. Before Howlin' Wolf, we heard the Teen Queens, probably one of the earliest of the kind of post-rock and roll girl groups, although they were a duo on a label called RPM, and a song called Eddie My Love. Before that, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, definitely a full-fledged doo-wop group on a label founded by George Goldner called G, and it was named G after the Crows hit called G. Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And before that, the Platters, and they had a hit with this in January of 1956, The Great Pretender, that went to the jockey charts, the disc jockey charts, number 11, bestsellers number 10, and jukebox number 9. Was on all of those charts for 11 weeks, starting in January. And you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues every Friday night, 10:30 to midnight. I'm Jason, and the phone number here is 604-822-2487. The 60th anniversary of the rhythm and blues charts. Under the name Rhythm of Blues. I mean, it's had other names beforehand and since, but for that brief period, well, brief, actually wasn't so brief, but for that period from 1949 to 1963, it all came together for Rhythm and Blues, and it was being charted. And of course, more songs from the Rhythm and Blues charts were starting to score on the pop charts as well, and vice versa. So there was a lot of pop material finding a place on the rhythm and blues charts, and there were three of them, one for radio airplay, one for retail sales, and one for jukebox sales. And moving along to March of 1956, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, of course, was also a hit. It was on the charts for 5 weeks, beginning March 17th. Well, the following week, another song entered the charts, and it was Ray Charles, and this is Drown in My Own Tears.
It brings a tear into my eyes when I begin to realize I cried so much. I guess I'll try.
The Advocacy Office provides confidential and free representation, guidance, and assistance to students engaged in conflict with UBC. We advocate for students in preparing and attending formal meetings, hearings, and appeals against the university. Specifically, our office helps students with matters of student discipline, such as cheating, collaboration, or plagiarism, assigned standing, admissions, and financial assistance. We can also assist you in appeals to decisions made by UBC Library, parking, or housing. You are not alone. We're here to help. For more information, call 822-9855 or visit the website at www.ams.ubc.ca/advocacy.
Hey man, this is Big J Magneto. Man, if you want to hear all the great sounds, you got to listen to this cat, man, because this is, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, the greatest sound.
Gonna tell him.
Bite me. the magic touch. Ooh. It makes me glow so much. Ooh. It casts a spell. Ooh. It rings a bell. Ooh. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm. Ooh. It's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Touch. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch. Much. And then I felt your touch. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
Together. country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Now you dig that music with a beat rockin' rolling. Here's a meet my boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. On Saturday night she comes down to play the jukebox and let the air on down. My boogie woogie country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. And roll! She picks some cherry, she can milk a cow. Don't like squares, go daddy taught her how. Country girl. What I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. She's up every morning about half past five to let the boat fishes cause it keeps you alive. My boogie woogie, boogie woogie, boogie woogie country girl. Well, I mean, what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Now when she stands, the kids hang around. Dig my baby cause she really goes to town. My boogie woogie country girl. Well, you dig what I mean, my boogie woogie country girl. Yeah, swinging man, like a good rocking man. Yeah, my knees start to knocking, and I love to start to rocking. Yeah, my boogie woogie country girl. Early in the morning.
Big Joe Turner featuring Van Piano Man Walls on Piano Boogie Woogie Country Girl. And before the Big Joe Turner, we heard The Platters with You've Got the Magic Touch. And also The Moonglows we heard with We Go Together. And The Moonglows song and The Platters song and the Big Joe Turner song, all from 1956. And before that, Fats Domino with I'm In Love Again, that from May of 1956. It was a jukebox number 9, a jockey's chart number 9, and a bestsellers chart number 7 for 9 weeks, beginning May 19th. So, So before Fats Domino, we heard Little Richard with Long Tall Sally, one of a whole string of hits he had at this point on the specialty label. And before that, there was Ray Charles with the Drown in My Own Tears, his big, landmark song from the previous year was I've Got a Woman. That kind of helped launch the whole trend towards gospelized rhythm and blues and ultimately soul music. This next set is going to be a listen to some of the folks, some of the other pioneers of that particular strain of rhythm and blues that was starting to become a lot more common around this point. So we're in 1956, and by about the end of the decade, this style of delivery for male and female vocalists, vocal groups, as well as solo singers, was becoming the preferred, gospel was becoming the preferred source for a lot of this music, despite the fact that it was being translated into secular music. And so the next bit I'm going to play is going to be consist of Clyde McFadder, formerly of the Drifters, back from a year or two in the military, and recording a song called Treasure of Love, which for all intents and purposes is a mainstream pop song of the era, except for the way in which Clyde McFadder sings it. So I'll let you hear that. After that, we'll hear Little Willie John with his original and definitive version, I think, of the song Fever. And then James Brown with his vocal group The Famous Flames and their debut on the charts with a song called Please, Please, Please. So we'll get to that. But in the meantime, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Shake a Tail Feather on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Jason. Every week we do the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues from about the mid-50s to the early 70s. That is either from that period or maybe it's a contemporary recording, but it sounds like it's from that period. So that's if you want an idea of what goes on here normally, that's that. And the number here is 604-822-2487. Tonight is part 5 of the story of Rhythm and Blues, focusing on the year 1956, according to the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts, and that is plural because there were 3 of them in 1956. And let's move along to Clyde McFadder's hit that went, it was on the charts for 1 week, beginning in July, the end of July, 1956. It went to the top of the jukebox charts, and it didn't hit the other two charts, but possibly because it might have been a little bit too pop for some listeners' tastes, who knows. But anyway, this is Clyde McFadder, formerly of the Drifters, with Treasure of Love.
My soul. believing what my lips have to say. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Treat me right, you give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight, fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
When the twilight is gone and no songbirds are singing, when the twilight is gone, you come. come into my heart. And here in my heart you will stay.
Once again, with My Prayer. 56 was a really great year for them in terms of hit songs, and My Prayer was a hit in August of 1956. The Platters are a good example, too, actually, of how, I guess, more from the vocal group side of things, how some groups presaged the soul vocal group sound. A lot of gospel influence in that one. James Brown before that, although not credited as such, it's just billed to James Brown, but actually the famous Flames were also on that. In fact, he was a member of that vocal group at that point. Bobby Bird had founded that group a couple of years earlier, and James Brown joined, or was asked to join, and soon after became leader of the group. And that song, Please, 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 was their first chart success in 1956. Before that, Little Willie John had a huge hit in July of 1956. Jukebox number one, Bestsellers number three, and Jockeys number five with Fever. Of course, Peggy Lee did a cover of that later, as did actually a number of other artists, but not too many people know that Little Willie John did it first. His sister, Mabel John, became a staff member and the first female vocalist over at Motown. For more on that, just go to CITR schedule and podcasts and look up Shake a Tail Feather for some of the earlier Motown theme shows I've done this year. You'll hear more from Little Willie John's sister Mabel John on those shows. Clyde McFadder before that with Treasure of Love, and that was our kind of pre-soul set tonight. And on Shake a Tail Feather, we've got just shy of a half hour. Chris will be in at midnight with I Like the Scribbles. And the number here is 604-822-2487, The Story of Rhythm and Blues, Part 5 on Shake a Tail Feather tonight, going through the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts in 1956 and a little bit of 1957 tonight. I do this every month, so Part 6 will pick up from where we left off tonight. We'll be picking up this time next month, so the end of June, or actually might be the week before that, because the end of June is usually when I do the Canada Day All Canadian Content show. So it may be a little bit earlier next month, but we will do it. Again, the number 604-822-2487. And this is Bill Doggett with Honky Tonk Parts 1 and 2. We'll be right back.
while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old-time lover hasn't got a chance. He's stranded in the jungle, glad as he can be. So come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
And meanwhile, back in the jungle. Jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great cooking booger, let me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby,
meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, and I reached the States in about a half a day. When I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead, but my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Baby, baby, the man is no good. Oh, baby, baby, you should have understood. You can trust me as long as you please. So come back, pretty baby, where you used to be.
You're a thousand miles away, but I still have your love to remember you by. Oh, my darling, dry your eyes. Daddy's coming home soon. But no matter what the day is, I'm going to make it my business to get home soon. Your eyes, Daddy's coming home soon. Ooh.
KITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
CITR podcast update number 1.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. Without getting too technical, tell me how what you're working on is different from what's available to me right now.
So right now, if you want to listen to your favorite CITR program, you need to be listening to it on your radio live or streaming over the internet live. But with CITR podcasts, you'll be able to download your favorite show and listen to it whenever you want on your computer or on your MP3 player.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I'm just thinking about that.
I know, it's pretty rad.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
Shirley and Lee, the dynamic duo from New Orleans, singing Let the Good Times Roll, recorded at Cosimo's Studio in New Orleans, where all the great New Orleans R&B was being recorded at that point. And that charted in September of 1956. And before that, we heard The Heartbeats with A Thousand Miles Away, a doo-wop classic from the same year, and The Cadets with something of a doo-wop classic as well, but more in the light, humorous novelty vein, Stranded in the Jungle, and The Two-Parter by Bill Doggett, an A and B side of a single that both charted, Honky Tonk Parts 1 and 2, I should say Bill Doggett and Company, because you've got a full band there, not just Bill Doggett. It went to bestsellers number 13, Jockey number 5, and Jukebox number 1 in August of 1956. and 10 to 12. So Shake a Tail Feather is on its way out 10 minutes from now, and Chris will be in with I Like the Scribbles. And you can hear this show every Friday, 10:30 to midnight. And of course, if it's more convenient, you can go to CITR.ca and click on Schedule and Podcasts, just like that announcement you just heard, and select Shake a Tail Feather off of the online schedule. Click on the little orange symbol. That's the kind of international symbol for podcasts. And once you've done that, you'll get a list of episodes of previous shows of this particular program. And, of course, you can do the same for the other programs and listen to them anytime. So you don't actually have to listen to them in real time. You can go back and listen to old episodes for this series. If you're wondering what parts 1 through 4 of the Story of Rhythm and Blues sound like, you can go in and have a listen. Same thing for the other episodes. Anyway, we'll move right along. Fats Domino, I think, closed out the year 1956 with Blueberry Hill, but we're going to move into 1957 a little bit, although the song was actually released in 1956. Blue Monday actually charted in January of 1957, and it went to bestsellers number 8, Jockey number 7, and Jukebox number 8. Fats Domino with Blue Monday.
Since I met you, baby, I can.
Thank you.
and Sylvia, another dynamic duo from 1957. They charted in March of that year, Jockeys, that is the Disc Jockey Rhythm and Blues chart number two, March 16th, 1957. Love is Strange. Sylvia went on to become Sylvia Robinson, producer of groups like The Moments, a lot of her own material in the 70s, and then head of Sugar Hill Records. They were the ones who released Rapper's Delight in 1979. But that was where her career started. And before that, we heard Jim Dandy, Laverne Baker, and a group called The Gliders on Atlantic Records, again, released in 56, but charted in March of 1957. They went to number one on the Disc Jockey chart. And before that, we heard Ivory Joe Hunter. We've heard him on a couple of earlier episodes in this series, but this was his 1957 hit, January 5th, 1957. It was on the charts for 3 weeks, went to Disc Jockey's number one, Jukebox number three, Since I Met You, Baby, and before that, Blue Monday by Fats Domino. That was the next song in 1957. Being January 26th for that one. And we're out of here. Chris will be in momentarily with I Like the Scribbles. And you can tune in to Shake a Tail Feather next week, 10:30 to midnight, just like every other Friday. And for the finest in classic soul and rhythm and blues, and go to CITR.ca for podcast episodes. Email at moresoulmusic@yahoo.ca or contact me and the show through Facebook. And this is a group called The Dells out of Chicago with a song called Oh, What a Night.
City far, far away.
CITR
was born. In the decade ahead, America will be in space.
CITR
is already there. Astronaut Neil Armstrong had this to say about
CITR.
It's one small step for man.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Herbert R. Tarlick, Chairman.